Religious defamation threatens free speech in the U.S. Christian radio is threatened in Guatemala, and forgiveness is healing deep hurt in Austria. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It's being called lawfare. Muslim nations are using the United Nations system to enact laws that restrict freedom of religion from Christians and other non-Muslims. Resolutions have already been approved by the United Nations. It's being called a soft jihad. President of the international Christian concern, Jeff King, explains.
The defamation suits, especially coming from Islam, are funded from Saudi Arabia and the Gulf. They've set up a strategy to set up legal precedents to constrict the Christian community, to keep it from criticizing Islam, to inhibit free speech.
Under the guise of hate speech legislation, Muslims are quickly taking away the religious freedom of non-Muslims. King says if it's approved in the U.S.,
you could have pastors arrested for saying things about homosexuals, for saying things about Islam. It's happened in other countries. It's coming here. And I've talked to legislators down in Capitol Hill who have said, you just watch, it's coming. They've already tried to raise it.
King is urging you to contact your representative. Next, while the headlines are turning to the Olympic Games in Beijing, China's earthquake survivors are still in great need. More than 69,000 people died and 4 million were displaced. WorldServe Ministries Ken Leggett says there is good news, though.
We've seen about at least 5,000 individuals accept Christ through the ministry work that the teams that we have on the field in China ministering to those suffering through the aftermath of the earthquake, which has been a great encouragement that they've been able to share the hope that we have in Christ with those people, and then it's been accepted.
400 seminary students and 800 volunteers from all over China are helping. The disaster has been the beginning of new ministry. Leggett says,
this is turning into a 2 to 5 year strategy for the house church movement in China, where many of them want to come in and stay in these communities that have been affected from the earthquake to establish new house churches and work and caring for and praying for and ministering to the people in these areas.
That will be needed as the government is expected to pull out in 3 months. That means more funding is needed too. Go to our website to contribute. You're listening to Mission Network News. Christian radio is quickly becoming scarce in Guatemala. According to reports, most Christian radio stations there have been forced off the air because of the pressure from secular radio stations on the government. Secular stations say they're losing advertising revenue because the Christian stations are becoming more popular. HCJB Global Voice provides programming to a partner station through ALAS, HCJB Global's Spanish satellite radio network. Next, Austrian women are finding healing through a program called Hope for the Wounded. Lisa Myers of Greater Europe Mission started using the program after struggling to help women with a bitterness and anger in their lives.
It's basically ministering to the abused through the love of Christ and also equipping others to do the same. So it's just a wonderful work of touching some of the woundedness that people have had as children.
Although the principle that hurt people hurt others is alive and well in Austria, the principle of forgiveness is stronger. Through the power of the gospel, many women are finding freedom from the bondage of victimhood.
That is where I'm seeing some real spiritual growth. When people are realizing that we're hurt, but we're also hurting others. We are in need of forgiveness, and we also need to forgive.
Pray that God will grant these women boldness to testify of what He's done in their lives and use them powerfully to build His church. And a tribe in the Philippines recently graduated a literacy class run by New Tribes missionaries. The graduates proudly wore special t-shirts and read aloud to a crowd that gathered to celebrate. Literacy in a written language will do much to keep neighboring cultures from putting down this tribe or taking advantage of it. Also, the class is an important step toward planting a church in the community. Pray that God will open the hearts of the people to hear the gospel. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's growing across the West, yet few Christians know much about it. With a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray during Ramadan, Islam's holiest month, which is September. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.